Welcome to the Fraunhofer podcast, Listen to the Future. Today, fertilizer from wastewater. Liquid manure and wastewater contain phosphorus, a staple essential for life. A new process enables this key element to be recovered and used as fertilizer. The valuable substance is simply fished out with a magnet.
Sitting on the edge of the river is so pleasant. Listening to the murmur of the water, imagining where the river barges are heading with their cargo.
Oh, that one there. It might have liquid manure on board.
What? You really can spoil a romantic mood with that nonsense.
No, it really could. Thousands of gallons of liquid manure for use as fertilizer are transported across the country on board that ship, which contain phosphates, for example.
That may be, but it's still unromantic.
Though it sounds surprising at first, liquid manure actually is transported by ship. Large feedlot operations are often happy to be rid of it, and farmers who do not have their own cows value it as an alternative to expensive artificial fertilizer. This is because liquid manure contains nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus compounds, among other things, just like artificial fertilizer.
Professor Stefan Geit is especially interested in these phosphorus compounds. He heads the business unit of the Fraunhofer Project Group for Materials Recycling and Resource Strategies in Alzenau and Hanau, Germany. Agriculture would simply be impossible without phosphorus. Geit formulates this even more drastically. Without phosphorus, our Earth would look very different.
Phosphorus is an essential element, like the sun, water, and carbon. Without phosphorus, there would be no life.
Phosphorus is not only important for plant growth in the form of phosphates, it is also found in the hereditary building blocks of all life forms. In addition, phosphorus is essential for energy transport in the body.
Economic phosphate deposits are rare, however. They will only meet the fertilizer needs for another couple centuries at most. We can already foresee possible shortages. The German Phosphorus Platform, a member institution of the Fraunhofer Project Group, wants to prevent the supply from running out. They are advocating sustainable phosphorus management, among other things.
One of the most important measures in this effort is to prevent waste of phosphates in liquid manure by reusing them as completely as possible, and likewise for phosphorus compounds in household grey water. This is because humans, as well, constantly excrete phosphates via their urine.
However, it does not make much sense to move manure around in liquid form to fertilize distant fields, for example.
Liquid manure contains mostly water. That makes it uneconomical. We have to find forms that can be transported. We need to develop processes that extract phosphorus from the liquid manure, urine, or wastewater, and make it more transportable and reusable for fertilizer.
Fraunhofer researchers have already been successful at this on a small scale, and certainly in an unusual way. They are pulling the phosphates out of the liquid manure and wastewater with the help of magnets. To do this, they are surrounding tiny magnetic particles of iron oxide with silicon dioxide, explains Dr. Carsten Gellermann from Fraunhofer. He co-developed the process at the Fraunhofer Institute for Silicate Research in Würzburg. For the phosphate fishing, the particles receive a further specialized surface treatment.
We've attached ions to the particle surface in order to bind the phosphorus in form of phosphates to them by an exchange and be able to free them again through a later ion exchange.
If you pour particles like these into a manure tank or the basin of a waste treatment plant, the phosphate ions attach themselves to the ion exchange material. This transforms the particles in the liquid as a result.
These loaded particles can be subsequently collected using powerful magnets. The phosphates are released from the surface by another ion exchange. That way, the magnetic particles are ready for their next fishing trip.
This works, however, only if the particles are finely distributed in the liquid. They must not mutually attract each other and clump together, as we know magnets do. The Fraunhofer researchers achieve this with a trick of physics.
An dieser Stelle bedienen wir uns der Nanotechnologie.
At this point we make use of nanotechnology. There is a special property called superparamagnetism. It occurs below a grain size of 20 nanometers and allows variable magnetization.
If the magnetic particles are small enough, nanoparticles, they can be basically turned on and off.
Die Teilchen werden erst dann magnetisch.
The particles are only magnetized when you apply a magnetic field. The moment you remove it, the particles become non-magnetic again and scatter. That's the trick we use.
Und genau das nutzen wir aus.
In order to fish them out with magnets, several of these switchable nanoparticles are amalgamated together to form a larger microparticle. Kostin Gelemann and his colleagues have succeeded in producing particles with just the right properties. They are made of simple and cost-effective materials. They are reusable, and they do a thorough job. The particles remove up to 95% of the phosphates from liquids. In addition to this, the magnet particles are very selective and extract only just the phosphates.
The concentrate you obtain this way can be used immediately in agriculture again, in contrast to the common wastewater treatment plants today. They use chemical precipitation to prevent bodies of water from being overloaded by phosphates. Chemicals in wastewater basins ensure that the phosphorus compounds no longer remain dissolved in water. Unfortunately, these chemicals are not particularly selective.
Es wird sehr viel mitgefällt.
There are many co-precipitates. Wastewater has lots of heavy metals circulating in it. If you use these precipitates, you always have heavy metals present.
Phosphates from precipitates are thus worthless as fertilizer, a decisive advantage for the magnet-based technology. The process already works fine in the laboratory. Now its benefits need to be proven on a larger scale at the training and research waste treatment plant of the University of Stuttgart.
Among other things, the experts from Fraunhofer want to test what additional components need to be installed in wastewater treatment plants. The experiments are an important further step towards sustainable handling of limited phosphate resources.